Splicecast.
Good day, dear listeners. Welcome to another episode of Speak Solid's English.
Hello, everybody!
We have a special slang-tinged episode today, talking about a unique Singaporean-to-Singaporean terminology called Sinky. I have a friend here by the name of Nasir, who will educate us a little bit more about this term.
Hey, wow, bro, how do you know about this Sinky term, huh?
Well, while trying to understand Singapore, I've perused the internet, both high and low, before eventually gravitating to informal chats and forums. 'Twas here that I came across Sinky multiple times. What does it mean? I assume it's not a naval term.
No, not naval, bro. This is an interesting question, though, because this Sinky is a very contextual term. It can be seen as an identifier or an insult, depending who says it.
Ah, more layers to the onion then. Is there an allegory that you can compare Sinky to?
Might not be the best explanation, but it's similar to saying the C word in the UK. Or son of a bitch in the US. Among friends, just rude banter, lah. But if you use this on a stranger or someone unfamiliar with the context, habis lah, bro. Confirm fight lah, bro.
Random fights. I do get it, given where I'm from. But why Sinky?
I think, like most Singaporean slang, it was created by someone by accident or even on purpose, then repeated by people who hear it until it becomes some official slang. To me, it seems like putting words like Singapore with sinking equals sinky. Singapore could also mean Singaporeans being lousy and damn nonsense to each other, lah.
So that's the context of Sinky, to denote something negative.
Yeah, but got another theory, tau.
Which is?
That Sinky is rooted from an old Chinese term called Senke, which means new guest, which also has some xenophobic tones, lah.
Oh dear, that's on another low.
Hey, but here's the funny part, If you Singaporean call other Singaporean Sinky, we both know it's an insult. But somehow, acceptable, eh?
What if I call you a Sinky?
Depends how much you know me and how Singaporean you have been, even if you are not born here. Then I will either laugh or call you something back.
I'm curious to know, is there a politically correct way to use this term?
Good question, man. I don't know how to answer this, you know.
Oh, goodness. I've kind of stumped you. A bit of a first for me. So what would a non-offensive usage of the term Sinky entail?
Example, something like, hey bro, walao, people give you free chocolate, you still want to choose flavour, Sinky, sia, your pattern.
Goodness gracious, what was that supposed to mean?
It is like, you are already given free chocolates, yet you still want to choose, you thankless fool, typical of one.
Amazing. But for a non-Singaporean, still rather confusing.
That's why I always advise, just don't use Sinky if you are not sure what it means. We are Singaporeans, and we ourselves don't have a standard on that word. Ha, rare, huh?
Indeed. Anyway, thank you, Nasir, for sharing. And there we have it, listeners, a rare contentious word used to Singaporeans, for Singaporeans, and by Singaporeans. Thanks for listening to Speak Solid Singlish, a special mini-series from the Hear Hear podcast. My Singlish guest was Shaiful Rizan, who also wrote this episode. Check out the show notes for more information or visit our website, hearhear.show. Catch you on the next app.